The dairy at Andrews is for teaching, but it's also a working farm. The milk the cows produce is sold to a co-op and used mostly by a cheesemaker in Benton Harbor. Lately, the college hasn't been able to get a good price for milk. They need $16 a hundredweight for the milk to break even. Senior Vice President for Finance Larry Schulk.
Up until the last 3 years, has made about $100,000 a year. But the last 3 years, with the price of milk what it is, it means we've had significant losses. We aren't talking a thousand or tens of thousands, we're talking in the hundreds of thousands.
Lately, there's a glut in the market. For consumers, that means milk is cheaper. For Andrews Dairy, it means they can get $14.50 per hundredweight tops.
Will it get above 16? Probably will. Well, can it sustain itself above $16 per hundredweight? Our assessment for that was unlikely.
The farm at Andrews is used to teach dairy herd management, pre-veterinary medicine, and international agriculture development. Students go on to work as vets, or dairy farmers, or for nonprofits like Heifer International or the Peace Corps. The programs are run by Kathy Cadell.
My name is Kathy Cadell, and I'm the chair of the Agriculture Department at Andrews University.
Cadell did her undergraduate work at Andrews in the 70s, the first woman in the program.
I think they didn't know quite how to take it right at first, but the herdsman at the time, David Hodge, he really took me under his wing as his daughter. So he was
well before that, when the dairy started in 1907, it was just a small barn built by students, with a handful of cows that were all milked by hand by someone sitting on a stool in the stall.
You see here, you know, hand milking, yeah. Sitting on a stool, you know, you can only imagine what that would be like.
Now the cows are milked by machine, though a worker still has to do some of the job. Every day at 3 and 11 in the morning and 7 at night, the cows are brought inside to be milked. All 600 plus of them, 40 at a time.
We're asking the cow. We're not taking the milk from her. We're asking her, please give us your milk. And she gives it by feeling relaxed and releasing oxytocin.
Cadell says a big priority is to keep the cows happy so they keep wanting to give milk. That extends to the barn.
But this barn is kind of an experimental barn. We built this in 99. It's kind of like a plastic barn. You can see kind of greenhouse.
Yeah, it looks like a greenhouse.
It looks exactly what it is, yeah. And we're very happy with it. It's really light and bright, and the cows really like it.
Inside, it smells like silage, a mixture of mostly corn that's fermented, and the cows eat it. It smells sort of like pickle bread.
It gets kind of a pickly odor. Smells a little bit like vinegar, so, you know, like a little like acid, like a little acetic acid.
And when you interrupt the cows from eating their silage, they may lick you. It sounds like this.
Her tongue is like a big cat tongue.
Yeah.
Very long and rough, yeah.
Yeah. I got licked by a cow.
Maybe you can get this.
That silage the cows eat is the reason Andrews Dairy will stay open for another year. They have enough to feed the cows for a year, and on the market, silage is basically worthless. So instead of wasting it, they'll use the year of feed to decide what exactly to do with the cows. They may sell the herd as a whole, or auction it off in parts, or sell the calves off early and then sell the herd later. Financial Officer Larry Schulk.
So I can't tell you which one of those will happen. So one of the good things about the silage issue and having to wait 12 months is gives us the time during that 12-month period to make the best decisions we can in coming to closure in a year.
As for the students,
we are hoping to transform some of these buildings into educational centers that involve more than one species. That would actually enhance our students' learning.
The dairy will close next summer. Until then, it will continue to run public milkings 3 times a day. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.